Former Texas governor and presidential candidate Rick Perry has been sworn in as the new federal energy secretary. And to get a sense of how his nomination and confirmation might affect the energy industry here, I'm joined by Sheldon Trubach. He's a professor of practice of renewable energy law at the James E. Rogers College of Law at the University of Arizona. Professor Trubach, welcome. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
So overall, what kind of impact might Secretary Perry have on Arizona? How much does a federal energy secretary impact what goes on in a particular state?
Well, before we address the impact on Arizona, I'd like to say a couple of things about Governor Perry's positions as they have changed over time.
Okay.
So we know that in the past that he, when he ran for president in 2011, he talked about abolishing the Department of Energy, questioned the validity of climate change, and now he's come to a very different position. Having been educated, as he says, he comes to understand the role of the Department of Energy. 66% of its budget goes to nuclear weapons and nuclear weapon cleanup. He has become a proponent, vocal proponent of the need for science progress as a backbone for economic progress. He now believes that some part of climate change is man-made. Where he differs with others is his intent to balance that against economic realities and necessities. And He was also asked about, if you recall, the transition team had requested the names of everyone in the Department of Energy who had worked on climate change, and he has totally disavowed that request. So he's made quite an about-face on the Department of Energy now that he realizes what its role is and how it is, seems to be consistent with some of the things he has done as governor in Texas.
So given that, how do you think his position there might be affecting Arizona?
Right. And so when you look at Arizona's issues, he had a rather extensive confirmation hearing, and Senator Flake was the only senator from Arizona on that committee, and he addressed three issues. So let's go through them in order. Some of them are very technical, and I don't know to the extent to which your listeners understand the purpose of a confirmation hearing. In part, it's to determine the candidate's qualifications, but it's also in part focused on extracting commitments from the candidate on certain issues of concern to particular senators in the different states. He carefully avoided making very many commitments, but the issue is that he did have to address three specific issues raised by Senator Flake. The first one in Senator Flake's list was the Western Area Power Administration. So this is not something which normally makes the news except for those who are directly affected, and that affects water rates for farmers and other units users. The WAPA, the Water Area Power Administration, markets and transmits wholesale electricity, which is then bought by utilities and other retailers and then is sold to users, and especially farmers. Senator Flake was concerned that the cost of electricity to farmers, which must mean he is getting some input from his constituents, is too high because the Western Area Power Administration is not clear about why its budget is as large as it is. And so he was, Governor Perry was asked by Senator Flake to look into this and to commit to doing something about it. And Governor Perry committed to ensure that the Western Area Power Administration follows the law, but he will look into how their budgeting goes. So that was one of the three issues.
Professor Trubach, I'm terribly sorry to cut you off. We're actually, unfortunately, out of time, so we're going to have to end it there. But okay. Professor of Practice of Renewable Energy Law at the University of Arizona College of Law, Professor Sheldon Trubach, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.